Now, whenever you have a crystal, you can divide it into a unit cell, so the pattern of atoms that gets repeated, and something called a Bravais lattice. So Bravais was a French scientist, and he determined that there are, in three dimensions, for periodic structures, there are only 14 possible Bravais lattices. So in order to describe a crystal, you have to say, what is the collection of atoms that are being repeated? In this case, I've got two atoms like there are in sodium chloride. It might be more complicated for a sugar crystal. You'd put a sugar molecule as the basis, and then you repeat that on some system of points. And this system of points is called the Bravais lattice. And even though there are billions of different crystals you can imagine, they all have one of the 14 Bravais lattices. You don't have to know all 14 for the exam, but you should know these three Bravais lattices. So the first one is simple cubic, which is simple, and but it's not very common actually. The second one is body-centered cubic, and here the points form a cube, and there's one right in the middle. And the third one is called face-centered cubic, where you have points in the corners and points on all of the six faces. Okay, so these three you should know. They are pretty common. Face-centered cubic is a lot of metals are face-centered cubic. So gold, silver, aluminum, copper are face-centered cubic. And all of those have a crystal structure where there's only one atom in the basis. So the atoms are really arranged like these points of the Bravais lattice. But diamond, silicon, germanium, and sodium chloride are also FCC. And all of those have two atoms in the basis. So for sodium chloride, you have to take the two atoms and repeat the two of them on an FCC lattice. And then it looks a little bit different from this. I'll show another picture of sodium chloride again later. But it looks a little bit different from this because if you concentrate only on the sodiums, you see that they form FCC. And then you look at the chlorines and you see they also form FCC, but there are two FCC structures in between each other.